You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Even little kids know the main enemy when it comes to food allergies.
Peanut butter.
Add to that all tree nuts and dairy and eggs and wheat and on and on. Food allergies among children increased by about 50% between the late 90s and now. How did we get there? We're about to hear some very frank conversations from pediatricians, but first, an honest attempt to make a baby laugh.
Considering this information.
No, she's so not.
Naomi Reyes is not amused, but then again, she's not here to listen to quacking noises. She's 4 months old, and her parents, Lisa and Micah Reyes, are about to get what pediatrician Alexis Lieberman of Fairmount Pediatrics calls her spiel on feeding babies.
For a very long time, what pediatricians told people is don't start food until 6 months, and then you have to start with rice cereal, and then you can do fruits, and then you can do vegetables, and no eggs and no peanuts until 1. And I've said that so many times, it comes out of my mouth very comfortably and happily.
But it turns out all that advice was based on opinions, theories. Jonathan Spergel, who heads the allergy section at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, puts it this way.
Expert opinions, which is the way they like to say, this is what we think, we call it expert opinion.
I mean, I used to have a whole explanation for why you shouldn't feed your baby food. You know, let's say you feed your baby some apple, and their immune system, their gut lining isn't fully developed, and so the apple is going to make it through the gut lining, recognizably apple. And so then your antibodies.
The idea was to avoid. Yes, so we would avoid the food so you wouldn't get a food allergy early. That was the advice we told everyone back around 2000 to about 2008.
And now the advice has changed, not just changed.
Well, it's just exactly the opposite of what we used to say.
Earlier is better.
And it almost feels a bit like confession time in Alexis Lieberman's office.
When the studies actually got done, it turns out we were dead wrong. And in fact, it's possible that a lot of the peanut allergy epidemic that's going on is because of doctors telling people to delay peanuts, which is kind of a shame.
Now the marching orders are, when your kid is 4 months old, keep on breastfeeding if possible, but bring on the food.
Whatever you're eating, you can dip your pinky in it and touch her tongue. If you eat a little potato, you can smush it between your fingers and touch her tongue. If you bite an apple, she can have a little lick.
Even this.
Let's say you made yourself African squash peanut stew. Yum, I want that. Puree some of that. This is a great way to give her the peanuts, for example.
Peanuts? The enemy? Lisa Reyes, the mom Lieberman is talking to, seems to be getting a little bit pale. She actually has some food allergies, which means her baby girl is at more risk. Still, Lieberman says, go ahead, test it out.
Put a dot on the lip, wait the next day, put a dot on the lip again, wait the next day, put a dot on the tongue. Keep your Benadryl on hand, just in case, okay? And that way, if she's going to have an allergic reaction, it'll be a fat lip and not a big allergic reaction. But delaying the foods does not prevent the food allergy. It increases the risk of the food allergy, even though you look terrified in your face right now. You do. You look totally terrified. There's a lot of evidence, and it's not just this one new article that just came out.
She's referring to a recent study published in the New England Journal of Medicine, which found that giving peanut products early helps avoid peanut allergies.
There's a lot of evidence going back to 2008, maybe 8 or 10 studies that have supported this. I posted a couple on my website.
I had heard the recommendation for breastfed babies to wait until 6 months until I came here. And heard about the research. So it makes sense. We will do it. We'll get over our nervousness and try some of these approaches.
I asked Dr. Lieberman if she's worried that this complete change in advice shakes up trust between parents and pediatricians, but she doesn't think so.
I think that my style is to share information and not to just tell people what to do. Because of that, I don't feel like trust issues come up a lot in my practice.
Jonathan Spergel thinks it has caused a lot of confusion, though.
Yes, everyone's very confused. No one's not sure what to do. What do I give? When do I give it? Do I give peanut butter a year, 6 months? And the answer is now you really want to give peanut butter at 6 months.
But how do we know the advice won't change again?
That's a great question to ask your pediatrician. So where is the advice based on? Where are these things based on, this is true for a lot of things in anything in medicine, what we now like to talk about in medicine, evidence-based medicine.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is working on their final, for now, guidelines on introducing foods. They are tweaking a few things. And Spergel is even involved with an effort to come up with global guidelines. He says that process is very messy so far. And there's one more wrinkle to all of this. Spergel says even though this information has been around for a while, many pediatricians are not aware of it and still preach the gospel of avoidance.